This is James Rose reporting for Potentio at the Mad Hatter Hotel next to the Thames River in London. Having to speak quite quietly because it's a very quiet pub and I don't want the bar staff to hear me. Why am I here? It's a Fuller's Inn and restaurant and bar. So I thought it would be quite interesting to find out how they do their hospitality. Started off going to the reception for the hotel. Very nice lady who greeted me there. It's a very small reception, but she stood up as I walked in from behind her desk and computer, very smiley, asked me all the right questions to establish when I might want to use the hotel, and then offered me the right price given my needs. She also offered to discount that price if I booked for 2 nights or more. She then gave me a flyer with the tariff on it, wrote her name on there so that if I did book, the people who I speak to at that point would know that it was an official deal. So that was a good start. Then walked through another door into the bar and restaurant and was surprised to find that it was very quiet. 3 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon, and I'd have thought there'd be a few workers in here, maybe a few tourists and maybe some regulars. But actually, of probably more than 50 tables in a very large area, there was only one table being used, I think, or two tables being used, actually. So let's timeline it. From the arrival point, walked in, as I say, very quiet. Some contemporary, quite quiet, easy listening music, which is fine. But there were no bar staff behind the bar, which I found a little bit unfriendly. Also didn't know, is it a table service area or bar service area? And from an experience point of view, that put me a little bit on edge. I'm a confident person, but maybe someone less confident would have felt a little more intimidated. A good menu selection, very traditional kind of food with a traditional vibe in here. In fact, their menu on page one says, and I quote, taking a fresh approach to providing a quality service in a traditional environment. So they definitely got the traditional environment right, which started off the service experience in that way. From a personal point of view and a quality service, the barman behind the bar, no smile, not much enthusiasm, but he was polite. And he did offer to, when I asked for, I'm quite a fussy eater, and when I asked for the relish on my hamburger to be put on one side, he said, well, it does come on one side, but I'll type that into the computer just to make sure that happens, because some chefs do and some chefs don't. So I thought that was nice, that he went to the extra effort. He also cross-sold well. He offered with my food whether I wanted a drink. He asked me that, and I said yes, so he's maximising the profitability from me, the customer, which is good. And then, so from arrival to ordering my food, for the food arriving, it took a very long time to come, and then when it did, it was lukewarm. Made me think, how long has it been sitting there for? Which again, from a service perspective, put the downers on things, and I would say the food was probably average at best. So overall, a clean and tidy environment. I stayed an hour, very few customers came in, maybe 7 in total. Did they take a fresh approach to providing a quality service? No, certainly not. But a nice traditional environment to enjoy a relaxing drink. So that's James reporting for Potentio from the Mad Hatter Hotel in London. Thank you very much for listening.